How does the saying go? Never wash your dirty linen in public. But when there was no running water and washing machines still hadn't been invented, people were forced to do their washing in public. Since time immemorial, they had used the big flat stones placed along the watercourses. Especially starting from the 16th century, however, specific public buildings known as washhouses started to pop up in all Italian villages with stone slabs sloping down along a canal or composed of more complex structures covered by roofing, fitted with communicating basins with running water and real stone wash basins where the women were not obliged to work on their knees. Very soon, washhouses became places for socialising, gossiping, exchanging news and singing to mark the rhythm of the hard work of slapping and rinsing the clothes while the daily life of the village played out around them. The youngsters carried cauldrons of hot water from home, while their mothers brought the dirty clothes and soap in wicker baskets on their backs. In Lombardy, fountains, basins for watering the animals and public washing troughs connected to the aqueducts or to non-contaminated streams became a real and essential service, especially in the early 1900s, when rivers began to be too polluted and there was still no running water in the homes of shepherds, peasants or labourers. For example, in Lecco, there were several protests against the waters that turned red from the discharges of the steel industries. Out of habit and to enjoy a good natter, even after the war, women carried on using the washhouses, even if by then they had their own modern washing machines.